Broadcasting from atop the Hensler Financial Building in the heart of Georgia's financial district, Kennesaw, Georgia. This is Money Talks.
And we're back. This is Money Talks, Atlanta's longest running, most respected money show on radio.
That's Ted Parrish.
Yep.
CFA. And we have Ben Crow. CFA, CPA.
CFP.
CFP. Yep. Whatever. All that kind of stuff like that. I'm Dr. Gene. All right. Here's a question that goes back to the Stone Age and is still very, very important. And again, this is from Joanna in Peachtree City. Vanguard shows that if I had a lump sum, I would be better off investing all of it. I know you said that dollar cost averaging is better. What gives? See the attached article, The Pros and Cons of Using Dollar Cost Averaging to Invest.
Well, if the market goes up, good question, Dr. Gene. Mm-hmm. The market goes up. I've got some money to invest. Why not plow it all in right now?
Absolutely. Yeah. There's no question. The market always goes up.
Yeah. And you know the exact date that it's going to go up. That's the problem, right? I think that all of these arguments, Gene, about the merits of dollar cost averaging come into play when the market has gone up 3 or 4 years back to back. People lose sight of the volatility of the market, and we've had a couple, 2 or 3 good years, and now you got all of these studies. That say, you know, you should throw it all in. It's hogwash. Okay? Most investors don't have a lump sum to throw in anyway, first of all.
You accumulate assets over time by saving over time in most cases, unless you had some odd event. But
they're saying as if they have this lump sum just sitting around. I mean, if we have someone here at Hensler who comes
you won the lottery.
Yeah.
But even then, you don't get a lump sum. Yeah, you can get a lump sum there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it makes total sense. And you've put together articles that show that even if you dollar cost average during the roughest periods, 10-year periods in history, that you come out on the other end better and you make money.
That's right.
In a down market. That's proof enough.
Yeah.
You know?
I think
you're trying to mitigate the risk.
Here's what these guys say, okay? That, hey, if you put it all in the market today, 40 years from today, you'll be better off than if you dollar cost average it over 3 years. They don't say what happens after 5 years, 7 years, 10 years, or 15 years. Yeah, if I got a 40-year, for example, if I come in and I got, for whatever reason, a $10,000 bonus.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Put it all in the market today. I would, because I know I'm working every year, and next year I'm going to do a good job, I'm going to get a $10,000 bonus.
That's right.
Well, you don't have to put it in $1,000 a month because you, in effect, are dollar cost.
Yeah, you're doing $10,000 a year.
Yes.
I mean, that's how you receive the money.
Yeah. There you go.
The hardest thing for people to do is to invest when the market is going to hell in a handbasket.
Oh, yeah.
That's why dollar cost averaging, more than anything else, works. I'm putting away $150 a month in my 401k plan, month after month after month.
You take the emotion out of it.
Yes.
There's no decision to buy. You're just doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the value in it.
Yeah, I had a guy, Professor Wilford Eidemann, said, quick, I got to get in the market before it goes down. That's what people want to get in the stock market, isn't it?
Right, right.
When things are going up. We'll tell you that we always talk about it. You know, if today you cut the price of Mercedes in half, you'd stampede into the showroom to buy one. Well, stocks go down 50%.
Nobody's going to tell
you. Ever wants to buy a share of stock, you know?
And this is surprising coming from Vanguard, a company that has benefited heavily over, you know, through the dollar cost averaging in 401ks and the like, you know, through the advent of the index fund. But, you know, oh well. We have to justify dollar cost averaging.
One of the biggest reasons that some of these stuff like this is usually through the commission broker.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a guy, you got $20,000, right?
Yep.
You're not a big guy to this guy like that. He wants to get your money invested today and be done with you.
Right.
He doesn't want to have to buy $1,500 worth of a stock. They can pay attention to you.
Uh-huh.
Okay? I mean, that sounds terrible to say, but it is the truth.
Nice.
I got to say, you got $20,000. Here, I'll put you in IBM. In the long run, it's never going to go down. It's a good place for you, buddy. Am I right?
Yeah.
So, And putting all your money into the market at one time tends to have you focus not just on the market, but what industry has been doing is red hot.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to bring this up, but the bottom line is that if this year utilities are up 30%, where do you want to be? Utilities. If tech's up, whatever one is the best, which means it's going to come back to the norm, of course, is where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. If you are going to put all your money and put it in an S&P 500 type kind of fund, a large cap, that might be a good place to put stuff in.
Yeah.
All right. Market is gone to heck in a handbasket today. And it's been a bad week.
Yes, it has.
And we haven't had any – when's the last time we've had a 10% adjustment in the market?
2011.
2011. So how often do we usually have 10%?
Once a year.
Once a year. What about 20% moves?
Every 3 years.
So if the market went down 20%, we would say, what's so unusual about that?
You would hear the truck backing up.
What I'm saying is, when you listen to these money shows, the market's down 1% today.
So what, right?
Who cares?
Yeah.
All right. Now, the next question is always, what's the market going to do next week?
It's going to be up. It's going to be up.
Yeah, I think we'll bounce back.
Yeah. And the reason for that is 2 out of 3 weeks it's up.
That's right.
There you go.
Right?
Yep.
So that's it. That's our story. We're sticking to it.
We believe it.
If you want to get a hold of somebody and manage your money or do any of that kind of stuff, 770-429-9166, give Ben Crow a call.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.